Okay, today's shiur is Bava Basra, Daf, Kuf Mem Zayin. Kuf Mem Zayin, and we are continuing our discussions of Shchiv Mirah as we are in the middle of Perek Misha Meis. Because we stood yesterday the Mishnah that Shchiv Mirah depends whether he wrote all of his Nechasim to a third, another person or another address, or he gave only part. The whole halacha, as we'll talk about today, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, of a matana shchiv mirah with its special rules, is only, says the Mishnah, if somebody gave away all of his possessions, because then we really think he knows his end is near and he gives away all of his property. But if he leaves some over for himself, then we say, why is he leaving something over? He must not think the situation is so grave, and therefore he keeps some for himself, and the rules of shchiv mirah do not kick in that case. So basically, the Gemara says that is called umdana. That's called we estimate what is in his mind, what is he thinking as he goes through the process of giving away some of his property. So says the Gemara, who is the one who goes by umdana? So the Gemara quoted two different sources, two different Tanoim that might be the author of the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon ben Manasya, who is the one that says that if somebody hears that his son has died, Rachmana Litzlan, on a trip, and then he gives away all of his property, and then his son walks in. So Rav Shimon ben Manasya says that the matana is not a matana, even though he didn't explicate specifically that the reason he is selling it is because he doesn't think he has a son, but it's obvious. It's obvious, and therefore we wouldn't make him give the matana to somebody else in that case, but we allow him to give it to his son. That is number one. One point about umdana, as the Gemara says, halchina baser umdana. I mentioned yesterday the Tosas quickly. Tosas tiber maskel man. Tosas says tsarich iyun ishaicha hach milsa bedvarim shebalei beinam dvarim. Tosas says I'm not sure tsarich iyun how this fits into the sugya of dvarim shebalei. That's Tosas tsarich iyun. The Tosas rid is not tsarich iyun. The Tosas rid says I'll explain it how it fits into the sugya of dvarim shebalei. Says the Tosas rid. Pirish, man damar does lina baser umdana. Pirish velo amrinin dvarim shebaleveinim dvarim hecha de maisa mochiach kihacha. Here the maisa is mochiach. Maisa is mochiach, meaning there are different levels. Dvarim shebalev, says the Tosfos Reed, is when there's an act that is not 100% clear. Even if it's probable, but it's still not 100% clear. But here, it's totally obvious. Explains the footnotes of Sachs in the footnotes of the Tosas Rid. Right, this is, what's his first name? Rav Sachs. I'll tell you what the notes in the edition. Rav Nissen Sachs, from the Rav in Shari Chesed Rechavia. Says Rav Sachs, Bir Divir Rabbeinu Kachu, to beni don't eat done, she etzem nisinas kol hanachasim, mochicha amachshavto. Just the giving of the nachasim is mochiach. You don't need something to reflect about the action. The action reflects on itself why he's doing it. Amrin dvarim shebaleif havidvarim. V'lo b'ina shum gilui das. You don't need any other revealing of his mind. She'ein l'cha gilui das gadol mizeh shehamaisa ba'atzmo ubahu ha'kidushin. The kidushin we'll get to. Zevadai demasha amar upirsim b'michiraso. Right there the case is he gives away all of his property because he thinks he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. And then he doesn't move. So again, there too, the ma'ase is mochiach that on what he's doing. Ulam begavna she'amar b'shas ma'isa ela shelo hisna rak b'tznai she'ala b'sof l'Eretz Yisrael tia mechiraz ha'mechira ela amar stam ani mocher. But if it's not obvious, but he just says something, but doesn't say b'lashon t'nai, that wouldn't be as good. It wouldn't be as good possibly. So again, this is the Tosas Rid saying this is not the Dvarim Shebalev. As we know, basing on other Gemaras, there are different categories. There's a category called Dvarim Shebalev, right? Something in my heart that nobody else knows. And then the category of Dvarim Shebalev, Ubalev Kol Adam. Something that's in my heart, but it's known by everybody. So in that type of circumstance, it's clear. It's not, you don't have the problem of Dvarim Shebalev. So to hear, if somebody gives away all of his possessions because he thinks his son has died, so that is Dvarim Shebalev, Ubalev Kol Adam, and one doesn't have to make an explicit tonight, he gets his nechasim back to give to his son. Same thing with the shchiv mirah that gives away all of his possessions. That is all number one. Number two, says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Nachman had suggested that as Rav Shimon ben Asi Shita. Now Rav Sheshes, about eight lines up from the bottom, Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Shimon Shazurihi. Maybe it's Rav Shimon Shazuri's opinion. This is the second opinion. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, as follows. Really, it's a Mishnah. The Tanan. Barishona haya omrim hayotzi bekolar. They used to say, if somebody's going out, bekolar, somebody's going out to be killed, a kolar is, Rashi says, Rashbam says, leharig vein daitum yushevasalah. He's being taken out to the gallows. And he screams, viyamru, kisvugel ishti. And he says, write a get for my wife. He didn't say give a get. He just said write a get. So hare ilu yichtu v'yitnu. You're allowed to give it also. Because we assume this is what he meant. He didn't want his wife to fall to yibum. That's why he's giving a get. But you might say, what do you mean? She's not going to be married anyway. The answer is he wants her to be a grusha, not an almana. So therefore, you could assume that he meant yitnu. Chazru lomar. Then later on, Chazal added on, not only somebody is going out to the gallows, but af ha-mefarish v'hayotzi b'shayara. Even if somebody's just going out on a big dangerous trip, somebody's going out to sea, there too, he doesn't know whether he's going to come back or not. So therefore, we allow just a kisvu to be good enough without a tenu. Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer Af HaMesukan. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, not only if somebody's going on a trip, even if somebody is Mesukan. Rashi Rashbam says, third to last line, Karov Lamisa. He's not a goses. He's not a shchiv meira. He's a mesukan. He's in a dangerous situation. But even that is considered enough for umdina. There is a major machlokas here between the Rif and other Rishonim. Once we have all of these cases, besides shchiv meira, we have the cases of Yosef b'shayara, and we have the case of mesukan, and we have all these extra cases, says the Rif. All of these cases, Yotzi b'shayara, mefarish b'yam, dinam kamken ki besukan, demiknu ba'amira, umatanosem kayamos imchelko kol nechasim v'mesu. If all these, somebody's going out mefarish layam, and they give away all of it, he gives away all of his property. So he has the same halachas as a shchiv meira. He doesn't have to do kinyanim. It's automatic. V'yafilu b'miksas nami, v'metav ha'machlas b'yisav, ha'ani b'lo kinyan, etc. Says the riff, all of these halachas are not just the same regarding get, which is the context here. If he only says kisvu, you can assume it also means tenu. That's the riff. But it's the riff in Gittin. It's not the riff here. It says the riff in Gittin, quoted by, but where this gemara comes up in the sixth parak, that all these halachas are huadin by helchas shchimira matan of shchimira. Says the Ritva after he quotes the riff. V'hanachon, I think it's wrong. The lagabe get. Hishvu osam. By get, they're all the same. Lafisha gamla hemein lam panai lomar tnu. Vidaitem shalot tisagain. There, they don't have time. Avala gabi matanos. By matanos, by matashchimira. Yes, it's going to happen, but he's not under a time pressure right now. The time of kadesh lo titari vidaito alav, as Beis Hashem we're going to see later. Lo shayachai taima ela bechole o biyotzi bekolar. Vipadesha rov daitam lamus. But by mefarish biyotzi b'shayara, you're just taking a trip? Rove daitan lachayim. Velespu taima de tirafadas. Vedinim kibari lachomanosayim. Vechen kasav ari. Vechen kasav arash. Vechen das moria muvak haram. So to the ra'ah. Right, so all of my rabbis say this, and this is what I hold. Meaning, the whole comparison in the Gemara is only by Hilchos Gittin. But by Hilchos Shchimira, which is our real context here, you don't compare all these cases. Only the cases where there's a real rove people in this situation die, cases of Shchimira, the cases of Chole, but the cases of Yotzi B'Shayara, yeah, it's a dangerous situation. So by Gittin will be Mekel, but not by the other contexts. Okay? That is the riff. So that's why we have two shitas. Who is the Mishnah like? Five lines from the bottom. For Rav Nachman, my time alomokim lakrib shimin shizuri. Why does each one not hold to the other one? Why does Rav Nachman, the first opinion, not hold like Rav Shimon Shizuri? Shiny Hasan, Damar Kisvu. There's different. That's not like the case of the Mishnah. He was megala his das a little bit. He said, write it. He didn't just say, I'm selling all my property, and we have to figure out why. He said, write it. He left out a word. So that's not the exact same case as our Mishnah, where it's pure umdina. Rav Sheshes, my time alumukim luk Rav Shimon ben Asiya. How about the opposite? Why does Rav Sheshes, the second opinion, not hold of the first opinion? Why didn't he quote Rav Shimon ben Asiya? Umdina de muchach shiny. There it's an umdina de muchach. That's not just a regular case of umdina, where somebody says kisvu, you got to figure it out, or somebody wants to give away his property and it's a shchimira. There, imamish, he just hears his son had died, and he says, oh, here, take all my possessions. That's umdina de muchach. That's too clear. That's too clear of a case, and it's not comparable to the other cases. Right, it's umdina demuchach. Rashbam says at the bottom, Shkoz ban shayibeno kayim lo nasa. He never gave anything away in his life until he just heard this, and now he gives away all of his stuff. So it's obvious that this is what he wants to do. But by a chole, rov cholim l'chayim. Rov, the Masechta Smachas starts out. Rov, one of the little Masechtas at the end of Masechta's Harios and Avodah Zarah. Rov cholim l'chayim, rov gosis in l'misa. Right, so rov cholim l'chayim. So therefore, it only there it would be a case of umdina. Good. Continues the Gemara, Man Tana, three lines from the bottom. Lo Hada Tana Rabbanan. Who's the author of the following? Haresha Haya Chola Umuta B'mita. Somebody, Rechman Al-Islan, is sick, in bed. V'yamru Lai Nechasei Chlami. Your possessions. Who should we give them to? Amar V'amar Lahen, and he says, Domesh She'yesh Li Ben. I've always thought that I've had a son. Achshav She'ein Li Ben Nechasei L'ploni. But now that I've realized that I don't have a son, then give my possessions to so-and-so. Or Hayachola Umutwa Mita Varmulo Nachasalami Amrlahan Domesh Ishtimu Beres. I've thought my wife has been pregnant, Akshav, and now I realize she's just gained a little weight. Shainish Tomu Beres Nachasaloni. Right now I thought my wife was pregnant, but now that she's not, you know, I'll give my property to somebody else. And Vino Dashlo Ben Oshaishamu Beres, and we realize afterwards that he does have a son. And his wife is pregnant, Ain Matanasa Matana. That his matana is no good, meaning we say assume. It was obviously just because he didn't think he had a son or a potential son. So, Lema Rishim Menasi Velo Rabbanan, should we say that this Brisa is only according to Rishim Menasi? Because you go after Umdana, says the Gemara, no. Afilu Tema Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan, who usually do not go by Umdana, would agree here. Why? Dome Shani. Because he said explicitly, it appears to me that I don't have a son and therefore I'm doing this. So it's as if he made it tonight. Who's going to argue on this? Basically said it. Basically said why he's doing it, and therefore it would not be a matana without his consent. Without his consent. Says the Gemara, it's a karila. My karila, what was the havamina? Isn't that obvious? He says, I'm giving it because now I don't think I have a son. I don't think my wife is pregnant. So the Gemara says, no, not so obvious. Ma'od etayma tsa'are huduka midkar kamash malon. Now you might think, he's only expressing his pain. He's not saying it specifically, I wouldn't do this without it. Oh, I wish my wife was pregnant. But he does it, but Gemira's Das, even without his wife, without, you know, if it, the situation would change, he wouldn't do it. Maybe he's not saying it specifically as a Tanai. He's just expressing his grief that he doesn't have somebody to carry on the torch of his family. Kamash Balan, that's the Chiddush. No, you don't just say he's expressing his grief. He's really saying a legal phrase, and therefore, if he ends up having a son or a Vlad, we give it to them. Does this get into the sugya of Hamizakel Ubar? Mizakel Ubar, having to give it to an Ubar, which we had earlier in the Parak? So, Lachori, you don't have to get into that whole discussion, because here he's not trying to give it to a separate Ubar. He just wants regular Yerusha to kick in. So once we say that, he didn't want to give it to anybody else, so it stays his, and then it goes straight to his son. I mean, Mazakal Ubar. It's his regular Dina Yerusha. As we've said, Yerusha is Me'alma, Mishamaya, Kanasa. And he gives it from comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he doesn't have to be makna it, really. Okay, here we go. So we mentioned Shchibira many times in this Masechta, in these last two Prakim. So now we get to the daf that probably should be first. Right? What is Shchibira? Amar Rabbi Zeira Amar Rav. What level of concept is Shchibira? Says Rav. Minai lamatna Shchibira shehi mina Torah. How do I know Shchibira is a concept mida oraisa? Meaning, even mida oraisa, the simple reading of the Gemara, is that a Shchimira has different rules. And a Shchimira does not have to make a regular kinyan like other people do, like a Bari has to. Where do we know that from? Shenei Markov, the Pazuk says, V'yavartem es nachla solibito, he shall pass nachla over to his daughter. Yesh lecha ha'avara achera shehikazu. We learn out, we'll see from where in a second, that there is someone who passes over nachla similar to the daughter, meaning similar to a Yerusha case where you don't have to make a kinyan, the person just dies. Ve'ezu, mana shchimira. That's a drasha we have. Where exactly do you learn it from in the pasuk? Rashbam quotes three possibilities. Where in the pasuk do you see like an extra lashon of avartem? First, the Rashbam says right across, Tavi masi lemechtav ish kiyamus uvein ein lo nachlas olibito. The whole word avartem is extra. You could have left it out. You could have just said a person dies, the nachla goes to his daughter. Right? He could have just left out the word Vavartem. Or he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. Maybe he says the word S. Vavartem S Nachaloso. The word S is extra. So we know the story that we like to quote. Shimon HaAmsuni, Nechemia HaAmsuni, darshan every S in the Torah. Until he got to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Until he got to there and he says, I don't know what to add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't darshan that S. Right, until his Talmud Rabbi Akiva came along and darshan the word S. Es L'Rabbos Talmud HaChachamim. We've spoken about that Gemara in Psachim and Baba Kama. And that's the S. So here's two, he darshans S. So the Rashbam doesn't like that because it doesn't sound that way from the next line of the Gemara, as we'll see. And then he calls a third shot, the Istam of Farshi, and then he calls a third shot, maybe because instead of saying Unisatem, it says Vaha'avartem. Unisatem is a more simple law, shown give it, instead of saying passing over, so that is a third shot where you get it from, and he doesn't like that one either. Either way, he quotes three different limudim, how did Reb Zeira Amarav learn this halacha? Let's continue a little bit. Reb Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, Mehacha, the following pasuk, we are going to have four psukim. Second try. Unasatem es nachla so la achiv. He will give his nachla to his brother. Yesh lecha nesina acheresi kazu. There is another nesina that is like this one. The ezu zumana shchemira. So again, you see the Rashbam says you're learning it out from the verbs. Vavartem, unasatem. So therefore, that's his pshat. Number three. not number three yet. First, arguing with each other. Rav Nachman, my time of Omar may have Havartem. Why didn't Rav Nachman learn it up from the first pasuk of Havartem? Homi Baile Rebbe, because he uses that to learn Rebbe's halacha, like we've had before. The Tanya we had at the beginning of the Yesh Nochlin. Rebbe Omer Bekula Namer Ben Nesina Vakan Namer Havara. By all the Yorshim, it says a lashon of receiving and giving, but here it says Havara passing. Ein lecha shemavir nachla mishevet l'shevet elabas. Havara to teach me that who passes their nachla from shevet to shevet? A daughter, a female. Why? Hol ubna ubaylo yarshinosa. Because her husband or her children will be yarshin, and they'll take it to the male shevet. Right? Shvatim go through the male, like we spoke about in the Parsha Shir last week. In Parsha Shmos, spoke about why were Reshifra and Pua Zoche to get Kahuna and Levi and Malchus, because Para wanted to get rid of not the Jewish people. He was letting the girls stay alive, so therefore the girls would be alive. They would have the Jewish people would have continued, but he wanted to get rid of the boys. The boys is Yichus. The boys is Shvatim, Kahuna, Leviya. That's why that was their schar, said the Beis Halevi. So here too, the Shvatim is passed through the paternally, and therefore that's the lashon of a havara. For Abzer, my time alomar mi vinisatem unisatem. Why doesn't he dash over the word unisatem or chadikrohu? No, because that's just quoting a regular pasuk. That is a second, but two sources so far, and we just explain why each one doesn't argue on the others. Before we go further with the next sources, you know what? Let's just go to the next sources, and then we'll come back. Rav Menashia Bar Yirmiyah Amar Mehacha. Rav Menashia Bar Yirmiyah says a third source. Pasuk in Melachim Beis. Vayam Mahem Chala Chizkiyo Lamus. Chizkiyo was going to die. He was on his deathbed. Vayavo Yilav Yishayo Ben Amotz. Hanavi, we know the story from Brachas Daf Yud. Remember, they came and he says, you didn't have children. And he says, what do you mean? But I see that they're going to be Rishayim. And he says, that's only Bahadikashi Rahman Alamalacha. Don't worry about hidden things of Hashem. You do what you have to do. And therefore, you could have kids. And then he says, let me have your daughter. And he says, no, you can't change the Xera. And he says, don't say that. Even if you have your sword on the neck, you can change the Xera. It's the great Gemara on Brachas Daf Yud and Aleph, the story based on this pasuk. This pasuk is quoted there too. So what happened? Yishayo comes to Chizkiyo, Vayomer Elav, and he says, Komar Hashem, Tzav L'Meischa, command to your house, Ki Meis Ata V'lo T'chayeh, because you are going to die and you will not live. So what do we see from there? B'Tzavah Ba'alma, just commanding. Are you a Shchiv Mirah? Just commanding would be good enough. You would not have to do any Kinyanim. Rami Bar Yecheskel, Armeyacha, final source, the fourth. Fourth source from Shmuel. V'Achitofel Ra'ah, when Achitofel, who originally was supporting Avshalom, rebelling against his father David, and then he sees that Avshalom is not listening to his advice, so he goes and he says, forget it, I realize that David's going to win. So he sees that they're not listening to him. V'Yachavoshes Achamor, V'Yelech Albeso, El Iro, Vayetzav El Beso, Vayechanek. He goes, he commands his house against Sava, and he goes and strangles himself. Bitsava Ba'alma. Again, you see just Sava. Period. Why didn't the Gemara ask why these two opinions, are not held up by the first two opinions? simple answer. The Gemara doesn't ask it because the first two are from the Torah. It's better to have a pasuk from the Torah than a pasuk from the Nevi'im. Ask the other way, right? The pasuk from the Nevi'im, what do they bring a pasuk from the Nevi'im for? Why do they think these are better? What is the pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah? We're trying to learn a Din D'Oraisa, no? Says the Shita B'Kubetzes in, right here, according to the Tosfos HaRosh. No, the point is that even, you find this elsewhere in Shas, even if you find something in Divrei Kabbalah, it doesn't mean that that's the source. It could be that the Chazal had this Mesorah even without the Pasuk, and this is a Gilui. This is just a Remez in here. Right, that's what it means here. It wasn't that they are learning it from these Pesukim. Okay, now that we finished the Pesukim, we could go back. There is a major, Machlokas Rishonim, how are we supposed to understand these four opinions? The simplest interpretation is that of the Ritva here, and Rabbeinu Yonah, that according to these opinions, it's a real Din D'Oraisa. What does it say? Minayin l'matan Hashchem mirashu min haTorah. That's the simplest interpretation. And not only that, we're going to have on Amud Beis, Rav Nachman coming up with a Chiddush, like we've mentioned many times. Oh, it's only Derabanan. Rav Nachman gave source 2. Rav Nachman gave source 2 in the name of Rabba Bar Avua. So it sounds like he's saying two different things. Okay, here he's quoting his Rebbe, here he's saying a Shita for himself. But it sounds like the simplest interpretation that it is a Din D'Oraisa. But Rov Rishonim do not understand it this way. Rov Rishonim say that even though it sounds this way, really this is just saying there is an Asmachta. It's hinted to, but really it's just a Din D'Rabbanan as well. We start off in Tosfos. Tosfos on top. Minayin l'matan Hashchemira. Tosfos says, Lav min haTorah dafka ka'amar. It doesn't mean min haTorah. Tahar Rav Nachman gufe yisle l'kaman de'ina kishal Torah v'asu kishal Torah. Rav Nachman himself says later it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Tosfos wants to say Rav Nachman's fit together. He's not just quoting his Rebbe versus himself. Ela asmachta bi'almahu. It's an asmachta. Aye, what does it mean? Minolan? It means my taima lo mafik asmachta diday min vahavartem. Very difficult reading of the Gemara, but that's what you have to say. What does it mean? Why did he learn it from here, not from here? It means why didn't he say it's hinted to in this pasuk and not in the other pasuk? This is what Tosfos says, and this is what many Rishonim say. The Ritva, not here, but there is a well-known Ritva that whenever you mention Asmachta, you have to mention this Ritva. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara there also is talking about Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. And even though there's a Rashi in Parshas Emor, which seems to say that that is a concept, Tkios al Seder HaBrachas is a concept, Mida Oraisa, we assume, like Rov Rishonim, that that is a Din D'Rabbanan. To blow shofar in conjunction with Shona Esrei, that is a Din D'Rabbanan. Tkios al Seder HaBrachas. And the Gemara there is just an Asmachta. So in that context, the Ritva says, what does it mean, Asmachta? He says, Shekol ma sheyesh lo Asmachta min ha-pasuk. What does it mean that there's an asmachta, there's a hint in a pasuk to a din d'rabbanan? Heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroi lasos kein. The Rabbanan had special siyata d'shmaya to realize this is what Hashem wants. Ela shelo kavu chova. But Hashem, for reasons unknown to us, He did not obligate it. U'masru lechachamim. He gave the rabbis the ability to make it obligatory. V'zed davar barur ve'emes. And this is clear. V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim. And not to those who explain asmachtas. Shu k'derech simin. Shenasu chachamim. It's just a remez. Chachamim made it up, but it's just a simin. No. V'lo shekavanas ha'torah l'kach. The Torah doesn't mean it. Says the Ritva. Chas v'shalom. Yishtaka ha'davar v'lo ye'amer. Shezu das minusu. He's very strong. Right, because he's trying to defend the fact that the Rabbanan have the power to make laws and Hashem is fully behind them. So he's trying to defend that because maybe there are those that say, oh, the rabbis make up all this stuff and then they link it to the Bible. No! He's saying it comes from the Bible. Comes in the Bible. Avalat Torah hi ira bakaf u'masor chiyav adavar l'kavu l'chachamim im yirtzu. L'fichach, timsa chachamim nosnim b'chomakom raya o zecher o asmachta. Why are they always trying to figure out a source in the Torah? Because they want to show that really, this is the source, even though this is a Din D'Rabbanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. Klomar, she'inam achadshim davar mi'libam, v'chol show Torah she'bal peh, remuza b'torah she'bechsav, she'hi t'mima, v'chas v'shalom, she'hi chaseira klum. That is somebody who wants to get a point across. That is not an everyday Ritva. That is a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. You can look it up, and it is a take home Ritva. The Maharal says something similar. The Maral in Beragola says something similar, where he writes, "Berabim toim shesvurim lomar ki ein laosa mitzvah klal shum inyan shel Torah beemes rakshim also a mitzvah davar drash min haTorah ki ilu hayezem melitza bavad." And he also says, "Chas v'shalom she davar echem idvareim nomar laharchavas halashon v'yipuya melitza rakol davareim emes." Again, emphasizing that asmachta is very strongly hinted to in the Torah. Okay, so that is how most Rishonim understand this sugya. It's interesting that the Ritva here says, I don't think it's a smachta. Right? I think it's a din. I think it's a din daraisa. But again, Rov Rishonim assume it is derabbanan. There is the lumdis, just mention it and then we'll continue, the lumdis of Shchiv Meira, which is a big discussion. You see the Rashbam. Minayin Lamana Shchiv Meira, it's about the 10th skinny line. The Rashbam says, Shekone Bedibur below Kinyin Sudar. The Kinyin is Bedibur. The big shaila is, how does Ba'an Shchiv Meira work? So we allow a Shchiv Meira to have his words effective without a kinyan. Does that mean that it's really without a kinyan? It's without a kinyan. His words are the kinyan. His words are function, but it's not really that it's not a kinyan with a maisa, but what takes the place of a kinyan with a maisa? A kinyan with words. A. What do we say? No. There is no kinyan. Chazal allow it to work without a kinyan based on Hefker Bezen Hefker. Now here's your Hefker Bezen Hefker. That's what the Ritva says on Kufmem Zayin Mabez, the next Amud. So is it a quasi kinyan, or is it that you don't need a kinyan? Again, many issues could be totally, even if it's in the Rabbanan, the lumdus of what the Rabbanan did, take this into a play. Do we say that, you can be Choserbo? Different rules. Or what happens if after he's a Shchiv Meira, he doesn't die, he becomes alive again? Does he have to re-kone his stuff, or is it automatic? Is it automatic? So if you say his Amira is a Kenyan, you might have to be re-kone his stuff. You might say, I want to take it back. He's allowed to. But if you say, no, it's no Kenyan, there was no Kenyan, Zefker Bet Zefker allows it to work, so then you wouldn't need to take it back, because it was never nikneh outside of your property. So this is a discussion with a number of other nafkaminas in the Pre-Moshe and Siman Tazayin. He talks about in the Sefer on Kinyanim, right? The Rebbe Chanan talks about Iman Shchiv Meira Shechozer Mitzaso Ishayach Lomer Dechozer Bekulo, right? Is it all a package deal, or he could do part of his nechassim and part of his other nechassim? In other words, is this all subject to regular rules of Kinyanim or not? Can he be Chozer Botoka De Dibur? Again, all of these are nafkaminas. Whether it is a Kinyan through Amira, like the Rashbam seems to say here, or is it just Hefker Bezen Hefker, and you don't even need a Kinyan, which is what the Ritva says on Amud Beis, as we're going to get to. Okay, Vayter, Tana Rabbanan. Once we're talking about Achitofel, we'll quote a little bit about Achitofel. Shlosha Dvarim Siv Achitofel Hezbana. Achitofel told his children three things. Number one, Al tihiyu b'machlokes. Don't be in machlokes. Number two, v'al timridu b'malchus b'zavid. Don't rebel against David HaMelech, because he's going to win. Number three, v'yantiv shal atzeres barur, on a day of Shavuos, that is a clear day, it's not cloudy, ziru chitim, so chitim. Why? Shavuos, we know, comes, the special carbon of Shavuos is the shtei halechem. It comes from wheat, so, right, almost all karbanos come from all menachas come from wheat. There's one or two of them that come from barley. Barley is the carbon of Omer, which is brought on Pesach, and the carbon sota. But all other carbonas, come out all other carbonas mincha, come from wheat, and we bring the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, so that's the day that you can tell if it's going to be a good crop. Marzucha Amar Bubble. Marzucha says, no, just the opposite. If it's cloudy, so then it's a good sign. Okay, but either way, we have the first opinion, the three things. First, a marsha, that's to take home forever. The marsha says, what does it say here? Al tiyu b'machlokes. It doesn't say al tachloku. Sometimes you have to argue with somebody. Sometimes you have to express your opinion. But you know what? Don't be in machlokes. Express your opinion, that's it, it's finished. Don't sit on it. Don't continue it. So express your opinion. You could be cholek, but al tiyu b'machlokes. Don't be in a machlokes. Number one, the Pnei Shlomo Gansfried, he gets another pshat. He says, what does it mean? He says, Al tiyu b'machlokes, even if you're not arguing, don't cause there to be machlokes. Don't be part of a machlokes, even if you're not the ones there. Al tiyu, don't be shayach to a machlokes. Or number three, a third one, what if somebody wronged you and he's asking forgiveness? Al tihiyu b'machlokas. Tihiyu, don't stay in a machlokas. Tihiyu, from the word hayo hoyeh, that means, you know, staying and delaying. Shihiya. So he says, don't stay in a machlokas, just get out of it as soon as you can. Okay, so you have the marsha. Al tihiyu, don't. You could be cholik, but don't stay in a machlokas. The Maharal says, two other points on this agadata that will continue. First of all, the Maharal says, what are all these things symbolizing? Number one, right, three things. Don't be in a machlokas. Don't rebel ben malchus based David. And know about wheat. He says, it's the three shalom's that we need. The three shalom. Says the Maharal, we need, number one, shalom bias in our own house. And that's zero chitim, as all the Gemara say. Or many marital problems comes because there's no food on the table. Right, so figure out what happens on Shavuos, therefore you'll have enough wheat, you'll have enough food in your house. So that's shalom bias. Then number two is shalom, that's husband and wife. Then you have husband between friends out of your house. That's al timur b'machlokas, number two. And number three is between the entire nation, al timur b'machlokas based David. Right, so it's the shalom in between husband and wife, shalom between friends, and the shalom amongst the entire nation. And then finally, ben yoyada. Ben Yoyada, Maha Kesher, between all of these three items. So he says, why did Achitofel think that David HaMelech was going to lose the Malchus? Because he was Chote with Bathsheba. He was Chote and he's going to lose it. How could Shlomo be the king coming out of that relationship? But what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made David HaMelech die on his birthday, on Shavuos, and who dies on their birthdays? Only Tzadik and Gemurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, es mispar yamecha amale, it says in Mishpatim, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim, the years of Tzadikim. And we know David HaMelech born and died on Shavuos, that's why we read Rus on Shavuos, to show that David HaMelech is pure, and his yichus is great, even though he comes from Rus. Amon yivlo amon is moav yivlo moavis. And therefore, what does it mean on Shavuos? It was cleared up that David HaMelech didn't lose anything. It was Barur. When Shavuos is Barur, it's clear. It's not cloudy. So that shows that David HaMelech is great, and therefore don't rebel against David HaMelech, and don't be b'machlokas. Because he's going to win, and it all comes from the fact that it was all cleared up on Shavuos. That's a Ben Yehoyada. Okay, good. Weiter. Itmar Aminar Doy Mishpat Rabbi Yaakov. Lo bar bar mamish, lo bar bar mamish. It doesn't mean clear and cloudy totally. Ela afilu balul v'ruach tzonis manav shvaso. Even if it's a little cloudy, but the northern wind is spreading and scattering the clouds. Zuhu zehu barur. That's clear enough. It's clear enough. It doesn't have to be no clouds. It could be a few scattered clouds as long as the wind removes them. Amale Rabbi Abel Rabbi Ashi Anan Ad Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi Masin Law. We learned that issue related to the clouds on the following. On Motsoi Sukkis, on the last day of Sukkis, we know on Chag Nidonin Alamayim. So, Kotsof and Lashana Maracha, they all looked at the Ashana Maracha, the smoke of the Mizbeach. The smoke of the Mizbeach never went anywhere, went straight up. That was one of the ten Nisan, Pirkei Avos. But after Sukkis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them a sign what type of year it was going to be. So, which way did it blow? So, not the klapi tzafon, if it faced north, aniyim smeichin ubali bayis atzeven. The poor people were happy, the balabatim, the landowners were sad. Why? There's going to be a lot of rain that year. And therefore, there'll be a lot of rain, so the fruit will start rotting in the silos. They'll have to get rid of it quickly. Price will go down. Poor people are very happy. Not the klapi darom, to the south. And Yemat Sevin, the opposite. They're sad about Balabatim Smechem. Rebdesh Gishmi Shanim Muatin, Uperes Bishtamrim, and therefore price will go up. Not the Klabi Mizrach HaKol Smechen, Klabi Mai Rebakol Atsevin. Right, so all the different directions. Veramini, but the Gemara says we have just the opposite. Mizrachis La'olab Yafeh, the east, to the east, everybody is happy. Ma'aravis la'olam kasha. Ma'aravis is always difficult. Ruach Tzvonis Yafeh Lachitim, Bishashevi Ushlish. A northern wind is good for wheat when it's already grown a third. V'kashal azesim b'shashi yanitsu. And it's difficult for olives which have already blossomed. And the opposite is true. V'ruach teromis kashal l'chita b'shashi v'yoshlish v'yavel azesim b'shashi yanitsu. And v'amar v'yosef v'yitamer v'amar zosh v'yitamer v'nachem v'yitzlach v'simane. How do you remember this? How do you remember what's good in which direction? Shulchan batzafon menorah badarom. The shulchan, which is all about parnasa, is in the north side of the heichal. The menorah is in the south side. Right, like Mar says in Bava Basra we had earlier. Harotze lahachkim yadrim, right? Look south, right? Because the menorah is the wisdom of the Torah. Hi, Marabi Didei, hi, Marabi Didei. Right, the north, if it comes from the north, the shulchan, that's good for its own. I mean, the shulchan, which is Parnassus, that's why a northern wind is good. And hi, Marabi Didei, and the southern wind is good for oil, right? Oil and the menorah. But what do you see? So we have Akasha, right? Which is east-west, there's a stira. Which is it good for, which is it bad for? So Gemara says, lo kasha, halan v'haluhu. Depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael or Bavel. Right, different weather systems affect the crops differently, whether they blossom earlier or later. Rashbam explains how. Three lines from the bottom. Tanya, Abisha Olomer, Yomtev Shel Atzeres Barur Simin Yafel Kol Hashana Kula. If the day of Shavuos is clear, it's a simin. It's a great simin for the whole year. Right, Shavuos Kabbalat HaTorah, great simin for the whole year. Amar of Zvi, no. Ha Yom Akama Dere Shasa. You go by Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. I chamim kulei shasa chamima. If it's a hot one, the whole year is going to be hot. I karir kulei shasa karira. If it's cold, the whole year is going to be cold. So you got to check out what's going to be on Rosh Hashanah. Right? This is Bechorah, one of the sources for whatever you do on Rosh Hashanah. That's what's going to happen the whole year. You're going to have a sleep. That's why the minhag is not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes why? Because you don't want to have a sleepy year. So even if somebody says, I want a lot of sleep this year, but that's not the kind of sleep that we're looking for. So again, that is Rosh Hashanah sets the tone. Rosh Hashanah sets the tone. L'may nafkamina, what difference does it make whether it's going to be a hot year or a cold year? L'tfilaso shel kohen gadol. Regarding the nafkamina, it's tfilah of the kohen gadol, meaning Rashbam says on top, Shayim is Paul B'Yom HaKippurim. He davened every year that it should be a rainy year, Shkishuma, Shechuna, V'yatala Fiho Inyan, and he looks to see what he sees. He sees after Rosh Hashanah, so he'll daven on Yom Kippur, whatever needs to be davened for. Or Tosfos says on top, if it says it's going to be a hot year, he'll daven not too hot, it's going to be a rainy year, not too rainy, right? He'll daven based on the opinion. Remember, we mentioned, I think last year also in the Parsha Shir, right, the Gemara in Yuma Dafn Gimel, which quotes this little tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara there says that the David's a little short tefillah on his way out of the Kodesh Kodashim. Short because he didn't want anybody to get nervous that he wasn't going to make it out. And this year should be this and that. And there's one phrase there that we don't have in our davening, but it's an amazing phrase. Shalo yikatsu lefanecha tefillah zovrei drachim. The tefillah of the people still on the road back shouldn't go in front of you. You shouldn't accept it. Meaning, there were some farmers that were on their way back from Yerushalayim, and if they would have rained, they would have gotten stuck on the road. So therefore, we daven, the Kohen Gadol davens, don't listen to them because the rest of the nation needs rain. Asks the Olam, because of a couple of travelers, they're davening, Hashem's not going to bring rain to Klal Yisrael. What does he have to daven for? So the answer is, many of the Bali Musar say, yeah, because those tefillahs are said with tremendous depth and with tremendous kavana, because they know it's all on the line. They know if they're flooded in, they can't get home. The roads are gone. So they're going to daven with such depth and such ratzon. So even though the whole Klal Yisrael needs rain, maybe that'll be affected. The same idea with the mothers of the Rotzchim B'Shogeg. Right? What happens? The mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to bring food. They bring food so they wouldn't daven that their sons die. What do you mean, the Mishnah in Makkos? Because of these tefillahs, the Kohen Gadol is going to die? Yeah, because they're stuck in here. And they want to get out so badly. Because he didn't want something so badly. We daven so badly. So that those tefillahs are tremendously, tremendously effective. Right? That's the tefillahs Kohen Gadol. One other point. One of the Biur Hadaf, he quotes here from one of the Rebbe's. He says, what does it mean if Rosh Hashanah, if it's hot and the whole year is going to be out, it's cold, it's going to be cold? If my neshama is hot on Rosh Hashanah, if I feel the fire inside on Rosh Hashanah, so then the whole year is going to be a gishmak. I'm going to be on fire the whole year. And if I'm cold on Rosh Hashanah, if I'm cold and dreary, I don't feel it, then it's going to be a cold year. So we got to really try to feel it on Rosh Hashanah, because that sets the tone for the entire year. Good. Weiter. So that is all the first part. Now back to Shchimira. That is all min haTorah or Asmachta. But now the Gemara says, "V'rava Amar of Nachman, Matna Shchimira, Midrabanan ba'alma hu hi." It's just the Rabbanan, the whole law, Shema, Titarev, Daitolav. Maybe he will have Tiref Adas. What does that mean? Rashbam quotes two Pshatim. Number one, Pshat is that if we don't allow it to happen, that it will lead, he might die. And therefore, before he has a chance to do a kinyan, he's going to die. Maybe he'll have Tiref Adas, therefore it will never kick in. Rashbam says, okay, so what? That's not a reason to make a law. So he likes the second shot, which is what the Rambam says and what we assume. And that is, no, he will have tirif hadas if we don't allow this to happen. It's not that maybe it'll happen in a few weeks. No, right now, if we don't have special halachas for Shchemira, he will have tirif hadas and it will cause him to, Rachman al-Islan, die quicker. That's the problem. That's what the Rikva says right here on this line, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Umiyamar Rav Nachman Hachi. Did Rav Nachman really say this? That it is Durabanan? The Umar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Afakavdam Shmuel. Even though Shmuel says, Hamokher Shachov the Chaver of a Chazer Machlu, Shmuel says, even though if somebody sells a Shachov to their friend, I have a star that says, Reuven owes me $100. I sell it to you. So you don't pay me $100 for it because you don't know if Reuven's going to pay back, you don't know what's going to happen. So you give me $80. Right? So if I sell you a shtar chov, and then what do? And then I'm mochel Reuven the chov. You don't have to pay me back. So what's the halacha? I'm a bad guy. Terrible thing to do. But you know what? Machla works. If you have the yorish mochel, and even the yorish of the malva can be mochel, even though that's true, modeh Shmuel, Rav Nachman says though that Shmuel would be modeh, shim not numan a shchiv mira, teni yochel mochlo. That a shchiv mira cannot be mochel. Why? What's the difference? If you say that it is a din d'oraisa by mana shchemira, that's why you can't be mochel by mana shchemira. It's strong. But if it's only drabanan, why can't you do mechila? Why is this just like mechira shtar chov? So answers the Gemara, no. No raya, the Rav Nachman holds d'oraisa, eina kishal Torah, vasa'u kishal Torah. It's not d'oraisa, but maybe they gave it the strength of a din d'oraisa. Period. There is a major machlokas we've shown him. What is the svar for Shmuel? Why does Shmuel say that you're allowed to be mochel ashtar chov? I sell it to you, then I can be mochel it. So this Gemara is the raya for the Rif and the Rambam, who both say, you know why you're allowed to do this? Because mechira shtaris is only derabanan. If I sell you a shtar, that's only derabanan. Daraisa, it's still mine. You can't sell a shtar. It's not an asset, right? It's not a neches. It's a right. So you can't sell a right daraisa. So that's why the Ram. It sounds like this way from the Gemara. If you say it's Durabban, if it's Daraisa, fine. But if it's Durabanan, why shouldn't you be able to be Chozerbo? Just like the first case, where you can be Chozerbo and you can be Mochel. So this Gemara is pretty clear that it seems like the Riff and the Rambam. But there are other Rishonim. Most famous is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quoted here in all the Rishonim. It's also quoted in Ksubas and elsewhere. Rabbeinu Tam's beautiful Chiddush that when I sell a Shtar Chov, I could sell Daraisa, but I can only sell part of it Daraisa. Because every time I lend you money, there are two shibudim that kick in. There's a shibud aguf, personal, and shibud nechasim on the property. When I sell something, I can only sell it shibud nechasim. I can sell the shibud that I have on your property. But the shibud aguf is personal, I can't sell that. Memela, once I'm mochel, and I get rid of the shibud aguf, the shibud nechasim falls away by itself. A shibud nechasim cannot exist without a shibud aguf. That's the beautiful Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted here in all the Chachmei Svarad. That is Rabbeinu Tam. So those are the two reasons, two Svaras in the Rishonim. For Shmuel, either Mechira Shtaris is only Durabanan, that's the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Vav, and the Rif, and versus Rabbeinu Tam quoted here in the Mefarshim. Good, one other issue, and that is, after I'm fine, I'm allowed to do this, and it works. But the Rashbam says here, though, that you're going to have to pay the guy back. Cause of garmi. Garmi, as we know, there are three types of ways of damaging somebody. Grumma, totally indirect. Yashir, a direct act. And garmi, somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle where you cause a guy a loss, but it's not totally direct. So here, if you're mochel, the shtar chov, so then you have to pay him. It works, but you have to pay the guy back who bought it because of garmi. The Rishonim asks, the Achronim asks, the Ksos asks, the Simen Chav Beis, why isn't this regular mazik? Why is this only garmi? Why is it only indirect? Which you're chayav for, but why isn't it considered actual mazik? So it says the ksos, because you're only being mazik a shibud. You're not being mazik an... It's the same reason why it's so strange to be able to sell something. You have a shibud, you're being mazik a shibud. That's not direct. That's not most garmi. Or Rabbi Chanan says right here in Os, tough kuf yud tes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you see it's beautiful. Because, am ocha my shibud aguf. Memela, you lose your shibud achasim. That's not direct. So therefore, that's why it's only garmi and not ma'isa yashir. Period. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let's just finish up. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Shchemi Rasha Amar. Yadr ploni bebayezeh. Yocha ploni peres dekel zeh. If a Shchemi Ra says, a lashon which never would work as a kinyan for anybody. He doesn't say, I want to give my house to somebody. He says, so-and-so should live in my house. So-and-so should eat my fruit. So lo amar klum. It's meaningless. Ad sheyomar tznu bai ze laploni v'yadr ba. Until he says, give it. Even though we allow there not to be a kinyan, but it's the only thing that we don't allow. But everything else about his words have to be true that we think that he's trying to give it to his friend. Tnu dechazel aploni v'yocha beirosa. That's the only lashon that's going to use. And just to introduce the next question, we won't do it. But lemeimra, this is to teach me the suffer of Nachman milsa de isa babari isa b'shchimira. The lesson bari, lesson b'shchimira. Whatever would work by a bari works by a shchimira without a kinyan. But something that wouldn't work by a bari, even with a kinyan, if I say I want so-and-so to eat my stuff, you didn't give it to me, I want so-and-so to live in my house, and you do a kinyan, that's not going to work, because you didn't give anything. So therefore, that is not going to work, even by a shchimira. Okay, and then we're going to talk about this, is it an exact parallel, shchimira and a bari, and Be'ez Hashem, they will continue with other laws of shchimira as we go on. Kuf Mem Tes, on Sunday, we get into Isser Giyora, and other exciting items. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we will continue.